The APOC commissioners were scheduled to hear the case for and against Eberhardt over about 90 minutes Thursday afternoon, but arguments and the back and forth took up the rest of the afternoon, and by the end of the day, the commissioners recessed the meeting without a final decision. The commissioners are considering APOC staff's recommendation that Eberhardt be required to pay about $4,000 in fines and another $384 in compensation to his employer, the Tanana Chiefs Conference, for use of a telephone, computer, and copying machine for his campaign. Eberhardt also is accused of accepting a $500 donation from Café de Paris Catering Company. Eberhardt argues he wasn't aware that the company is a type of corporation that state law prohibits from directly donating to campaigns, and he says his use of Tanana Chief's office equipment was inadvertent, incidental, and minimal. The commissioners are likely to issue their opinion on the case today. They're also scheduled to reconsider the case against Vivian Stiver, Eberhardt's opponent in the mayoral election. Stiver also is accused of using a Fairbanks Corporation's office resources for her campaign. APOC staff say Stiver used the premises of the Ranch Motel to collect campaign contributions. The staff recommended Stiver and the owner of the motel both be fined $1,300, but the commissioners reduced the fines to $650 each because so little money was collected at the motel. But they're now scheduled to consider an appeal by Ranch Motel owner Donna Gilbert to further reduce the fines. Gilbert says in a letter to the commission that she was unable to attend a November 20th hearing on the issue because APOC misinformed her about the date of the proceeding. Gilbert wrote that she wants to argue that the fines are excessive because she's been collecting campaign donations at the motel for years, and even though APOC staff were aware of that, they never informed her that it's illegal. Gilbert says she wouldn't have done it if she knew it was against the law. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.